All right, the latest episode of Mercurius has dropped. The video project features Milwaukee County District Attorney Kent Lovern. Kent and I hung out at the Milwaukee Urban Stables. It's right in downtown. It was an amazing morning. We spent all morning, our team did, with Kent Lovern walking the stables. We videotaped the whole thing. It's a beautiful video project, and I wanted to share a clip of it with you. This is Kent and I at the stables, which house the Mounted Police for Milwaukee and also therapy horses. This is us talking about the Mounted Police housed right there.
I got involved in this almost 10 years ago, and it was because of my involvement with the Rotary Club of Milwaukee, and the Rotary was looking to sponsor a large project in the community, and this work was underway to start planning the concept of this in 2015, 2016, and I was asked by the group of original organizers to essentially be the spokesperson for this project to the Rotary Club of Milwaukee, which I did, and we were successful in receiving a generous sum of funds from the Rotary Club of Milwaukee, and that helped launch some of our other fundraising that was already underway. And I've stayed with it since. I love the concept of combining the therapy resources, which are so needed here for people in our community, and then having a place for the mounted patrol of our police department, because as you'll hear, we have a lot of intersection between police and community on this site. And you know, I know certainly from my work that it's important to have opportunities for engagement between police and community at times that are not under stress, right? And yeah. And that's too often when people encounter police officers and police officers encounter members of our community. So I've been involved in it since. I was the first chairperson of our board, and I did that for 4 years, and I'm still a member of our board.
All right, let's go see some horses.
Okay. Yeah, they're Percheron workhorses, and as you can see, they're much larger animals than what we see for the therapy animals. It's just completely different. From the public safety standpoint, horses have a dual benefit because you can see right here by standing next to this horse how imposing he is. Disposition of somebody who can work through a crowd or under a stressful situation because they've trained him so well, and he has the dual effect of being a calming influence in a major scene of a lot of people while at the same time influencing where people are going to go based on where the officers want them to move to. The benefit of the horse, of course, is its mere presence has much more of a commanding approach than a number of officers just at eye level with other people in the community. The other advantage a horse has over, for example, a squad car is the officer is visible and accessible as needed by somebody who may want to access the officer in a positive way. At the same time, the horse can go any place. The horse can go between buildings. The horse can knife through a crowd. The horse can go all sorts of places that a squad car can never go and move a crowd literally forward, where sometimes you've seen scenes before with a squad car perhaps being surrounded by people not going anywhere. So it's a much more versatile, useful member of the department, certainly than a squad car, and makes up for a number of officers at one time.
It seems like the horse can be calming and intimidating at the same
time.
That's
exactly right. That's exactly right. And they they're such sensory animals that they pick up on the vibe of the people surrounding them, while at the same time are disciplined enough because of the training they receive to understand they're in a stressful situation.
Kent, do you feel an attachment when you're here? Do you feel something special when you're here?
Oh, without question. I mean, you feel like this is a unique opportunity our city has to connect people in a way that other communities don't have. And especially when you think about the hard work of policing, but the important work of it, and how there's a real opportunity here in our community for police to show their human side and for them to see the human side of the people they're serving in this community. And these horses are a great conduit for that. People love, of course, at the community events, coming up to the officers, yeah, which again is a good thing. The officer is accessible to the community in a way that they're not if they're in a squad car. And people love the horses at any event they go to, and that's a great, they're great ambassadors for our police department, and that's something we vitally need.
Kent Lovern, the latest episode of Mercurius. We spent the day walking the stables. He talks about the challenges of being Milwaukee County's top prosecutor. He talks about the therapy horses, the police horses, our city. And then we have a bunch of fun with things like, what is your favorite food? Deserted island, what's the one thing you would take with you? That sort of stuff. You can get the entire episode, a nice web script, pictures, and all the video by texting the word Kent. The Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. You text the word Kent, and we send it all right to your phone. Kent to 855-616-1620. It is Mercurius.